This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program. In the last hour, we started a video from ISIS, or allegedly from ISIS, featuring John Cantley, one of their prisoners, and it may be his last video, as he apparently predicts later in the video that he will be beheaded at some point. But we'll share more of that with you as we get the chance, going to your calls first here in this hour. They are all over the board. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. We've talked about everything from secession to Nichols to the, of course, ISIS situation. And then somebody called about the Illuminati a moment ago. We go to your phones. And
it's always about the Illuminati, my friend.
Phone calls and thoughts. Dan is listening in with Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1 out of Madison. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, that's funny. I'd like to talk to my conservative friends and stuff. They talk all this stuff about ISIS and stuff. You know, to understand anything that goes over there, you can't, don't even try to understand anything unless you know what the CIA is doing. If you don't know what the CIA is doing, you don't even have a clue.
And as far how would anyone know what the CIA is doing? I don't think they know what they themselves are doing half the time.
I mean, you just have to look around the edges on what the CIA has done in the past and see their mode of apparatus, you know, see how they've operated. But
well, that's why I've been saying alleged ISIS videos, because I don't know what ISIS actually is. I don't know if it's a CIA group or what the hell's really going on in the world. I don't claim to know that. But please go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, and then they're when they're going after Al Qaeda and stuff, so called Al Qaeda. You know, we got to shut down their money. I mean, how come there's no talk about where is this money coming from? I mean, last time I checked, it was hard to eat over there and get things done. All of a sudden, these people have time to lollygag around, ground shooting and blowing up things and this. So that sounds like Saudi Arabia.
Well, we know that some of the alleged
all the time.
The allegations, to answer your question about where some of the money's coming from, the allegations are that some of the hostages have been exchanged for money. That's a possibility, that they could be making money that way. As far as other things, they're certainly gathering weapons and food from various different places, including apparently the United States dropping them accidentally or something, packages full of food and weapons. So they're fairly resourceful, it appears.
Yeah, but
or the CIA is funding them.
Yeah, for the
well, I don't know if the CIA is funding them. They're certainly getting the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Saudi. Why did these people remind me of Saudi Arabia, where they behead people all the time, take gravel trucks and dump it on women that haven't behaved and stuff like that? I mean, this is right up Saudi Arabia's alley, and everyone's like, and here's these people in Congress, our friends the Saudis. How come their embassy is so massively huge in New York? What the hell is that all about?
I imagine they have lots of money.
Dan, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris, in Cleveland, Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Mark.
Can you take this?
Chris, you're on the air.
Good day. Hey, Inn and Mark, I have a great idea.
Yes, sir.
To solve the Ferguson problem.
Lay it on, right?
Not right now. What if there were cameras on the guns themselves so that they were facing whatever the... when they were taken out of the holster, whatever they faced, they would be recording audio too, and then you would know what happened, and you wouldn't have to necessarily release it unless they wanted to show how justified they were in using
the problem with
people.
The problem with letting the department decide when audio and video are going to be released is many times they don't think it's a good idea to release it. Police departments, any organization understands in this litigious society that giving evidence up to the press is a bad idea, especially if you're in a contentious situation like police officers are. That's why I claim that whatever the cameras are that are on police officers really need to be streamed live to the internet. This is technology people have had on their cell phones for Going on a decade now. That's pushing it, but it's getting.
Yeah, it's getting there.
It's more than a half a decade that they've had technology where you can live stream from your phone. I'm not recording on your phone where somebody can go and erase it, where it live streams to the internet. Now, certainly there are places in the United States where there isn't cell phone cell phone connectivity, but there aren't many places like that. So, and this would prevent police departments and police officers from tampering with the evidence.
I'd like to be available directly to the idea of putting it on the gun. The reason why that really probably wouldn't be such a good idea, at least my initial response to it, obviously I'm sure you could talk to a manufacturer like Taser or whoever it is that's doing these cameras, because I think Taser is doing one of the police camera systems, and you know, ask them why this would or wouldn't work. I don't think it would work because the equipment, you know, has to have a battery pack. It's not exactly going to be something that's going to be easily mountable to a gun. It's going to make it more difficult. If you've got this camera, you're going to have some sort of custom case to, you know, to hold the gun with. And then, you know, how does the camera activate in the heat of action? And that camera's obviously not going to be recording while it's pointing in the case.
Yeah, that could be a lot of boring video.
If you pull the gun, how does that activate the camera quickly enough to make sure that you capture everything? And, you know, if you've got the camera mounted to the police officer either on their head or on their chest, 99% of the time, it's going to be facing the same direction as the gun is pointing. So I don't think that adding a camera to the gun is going to necessarily improve matters.
I was thinking it would be an improvement because it wouldn't be catching everybody and their brother as they're walking down the street, or, and it would be when they thought they had a reason enough to point a gun at somebody.
Yeah, but you need to know what happens before that. You need to know. I mean, when a cop pulls a gun out, that's usually happening after X, Y, and Z has already occurred to amp things up to whatever that level was. So you have to have the context to be able to know if the police even, you know, if the officer pulling his gun was even justified in the first place. Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not trying to minimize, you know, the actions that happen after the cop goes for the gun. Obviously, that's a very important part of that scene. But in order to understand it, you have to have the context and, you know, why did that happen? If you are recording everyone as they walk by, you know, that cop could claim that some guy just jumped out and attacked him and he had to pull his gun out. And, you know, you wouldn't know if you didn't get to see the, you know, what proceeded.
Context.
Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. We've got Carl in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Hello, I just want to remind everybody, I didn't hear it today on the news or anything, 51 years ago, President John F. Kennedy was killed in Dallas, Texas. I have not heard one word about it today.
That's just another dead politician. I mean, what's the big deal?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, you got that right.
Interesting that we don't, you know, note the death of Abraham Lincoln, John McKinley. I mean, JFK, I guess it's because people are still alive. Other politicians presidents that have been assassinated, but McKinley is the only one that's coming to mind. I thought there were four.
Wow. I mean, if we're going to remember somebody, let's remember Jimi Hendrix or Elvis or, you know, somebody, one of the Beatles that's dead. I mean, these are people who've actually brought good things to the world. Politicians, they're just scumbags and crooks and criminals. So why bother mourning any of them?
We got plenty of them in New Jersey. In fact, we got a bunch of them meeting. They want to raise the gas tax by 25 cents because we're second lowest in the nation. Of course, we're the highest in every other tax in the
country. Wow. New Jersey's the second lowest gas tax? I never would have guessed.
Yeah, well, they want to move us way up because they say the transportation fund is broke. Of course, they borrowed from it for other stuff and don't have the money, and they only want 25 cents a gallon more. And this time,
oh my God!
Yeah, they said,
what would 25 cents a gallon? Hold on, what would 25 cents a gallon more put you guys in? Like, what, you know, what range of tax? What's the number? What number will your state be at that point on the range of most tax states?
I didn't look it up, but to be honest.
What's a gallon of gas cost in New Jersey right now? If you were to go down the street
right
and
now,
grab a gallon of gas.
Regular, $2.61.9.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
What's it right now in Keene, New Hampshire? Mark, above 3 still?
Last I saw it was $2.99.
Okay, so just below 3 here. There you go. Okay, hey, Carl, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Scott is listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Scott. Scott in Charleston, you're on the air. Tell you what, Scott, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Maybe he's in a bad cell or not paying attention.
It was. Garfield was assassinated, so it was four presidents.
All right, toll-free number's 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. More on ISIS on the way. Your calls about anything also. Welcome here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. That just means we're here on a weekend, as we always are. Show's the same format. You call in about anything that's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get back into the ISIS video when we get a moment, or rather the alleged ISIS video with host John Cantley, one of their ostensible hostages. We'll continue that. And if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. Just downloaded it today for my laptop. I had actually tried to download it previously on a restricted network, and they had blocked ProXPN's website. It was the court. I was in the courts quite a bit this week. Anyway, ProXPN gets you around those regional blocks. It can get you around the blocks at the, you know, the school or the workplace, because it's a virtual private network, and private meaning encrypted. So whoever it is that might be looking at your communications, they won't know what you're doing. Maybe it's your internet service provider logging all the websites that you visit, the search terms you enter. Maybe it's the web, you know, maybe your provider at work. Maybe they're logging the sites that you visit. The court system that here in New Hampshire, they block all kinds of stuff, and they certainly are logging what you're doing. So you can encrypt your connection. Very simply, you just go and download the software from ProXPN. It's free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. You can even get it rolling with Linux. It's just a little bit of a different setup there. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get the software, get it installed, connect it, and you're encrypted. So in addition to that, by the way, you go and go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get started for free. But in addition, you're going to want to upgrade to the premium account, because you're going to want the unlimited bandwidth feature that the premium account has, servers that are available around the world, and you can privately torrent, plus get past those regional blocks, as I was talking about before. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So get started today at proxpn.com/FTL, and then use promo code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to premium to get 50% off the price of their annual account. Now, that locks in the price for the duration of your account, so you can have it for the life, your lifetime, and it'll still be that same 50% off. It's quite a deal. FTL50 is the code. FTLBTC is another code you can use to save even more, 62% off when you pay with Bitcoin for that annual account. At proxpn.com/FTL, codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we're going to try Scott in Charleston one more time. Scott, are you with us?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, great. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
All right, I'll tell you something. Have you ever heard the term bomber Harry?
Spell that for me.
Bomber Harry.
Bomber Harry. I got bomber. What's the last word?
Harris.
Harris? Harris. Yeah, I don't know.
H-A-R-R-I-S. He was
okay,
the
I have not.
He was the head of the British Air Command. And what they try to do is they try to do precision bombing. He said, "The hell with that. Let's kill the German worker." That's exactly what the British tried to do. That's what we tried to do after we killed all the damn the Germans and everybody else.
Which war are we talking about here?
You're talking about World War II.
That's World War II, sir. Not aware of that? We did fight a war 70-something years ago.
Yeah, there was World War One. If you'll recall, about 100 years ago, it just started. So I don't know who we is. We weren't alive at the time, either of the times.
Well, I don't know what you know about World War One for. I think we did not need to be in that war whatsoever.
I am with you completely. The United States definitely didn't need to be in World War One, and had it not gone into World War One, there probably wouldn't have been a World War Two. But what was the point of your call?
No,
you were talking about bombings.
I do not think that there would have been a World War Two. We did not. We did not have to go in there. We were a minor part in it. We suffered 100,000 killed.
What was the thrust of your call, though? What was the point that you were bringing up about these bombings? You never really got...
The bombing is simply this. We must kill our enemies.
Who are your enemies?
Kill them dead.
Who are your enemies, sir?
Oh, they're the Islamic forces.
So, wait, Islamic forces, does that mean ISIS?
Beg pardon?
ISIS?
Who do you consider to be the Islamic forces? Can you be more specific?
ISIS and anybody who could be one. And
anybody who could be with...
I'm not through yet. Anybody who comes across that border needs to be
Which
shot
border?
Dead.
Which border are we referring to?
The southern border.
So what about the northern border?
You
There's people... I live right here by the Canadian border. There's people coming across it all the time. You want to shoot them, too?
Are they white?
Oh, God. Get them out of here.
Are you serious? Did you really just say that?
I did, sir.
Are you saying you would only shoot brown people that were coming across
and
the
Germans.
Border?
And Germans. He doesn't mind killing the white people or Germans.
They would be my primary target, yes.
What is wrong with you?
I am an irrationalist.
You are an irrationalist. I will give that to you. That is certainly true. But why would you be so... I mean, were you raised to be a bigot by your daddy?
I don't know.
Did daddy teach you to hate brown people?
You sound like a white man.
The hell does that have to do with anything?
I don't have a color.
I don't understand how you got such a ridiculous view of this country.
The ridiculous view? My view is that people are human beings. Scott.
How many countries in this world are non-white that are the best there is?
Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan.
Singapore,
I mean, I don't know what the best there is.
Singapore, they whip you with a cane for any minor crime.
It's You're saying like, you want to shoot someone for crossing an imaginary line in the sand.
If you're crossing my line...
It isn't
your
line.
Line, buddy. If
you
it's...
Are,
look,
oh, well,
what is it, look Scott, what is it... How did you get this way? I mean, how did you become so hateful towards people who are a different skin color of yours? Was it your grandpappy?
You know something? I don't hate them nearly as much as I hate you.
Aw, that's sweet. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I couldn't be more proud to be despised by somebody who is so despicable.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, you know, I think that I appreciate the honesty at the very least. I appreciate that this guy, he's not couching his hatred. He's not couching his racism, his just blatant racism in any kind of, you know, hidden way. He's not making excuses about, oh, well, I support immigration, but it should be legal. No, no, he's just coming right out and saying, blow up brown people if they're crossing the border. And that's just a sick,
I wonder why
sick
he thinks,
thing to do.
Why he thinks Germans are so bad in World War II. If, I mean, I'm just assuming. If you're a bigot, you're a full-on bigot, right? The Jews, too. I mean, shouldn't you be on Germany's side in that circumstance?
Well, you are assuming, Mark, and you know what happens when you assume.
You make an
ass out of you and me.
I couldn't be more of an ass than that guy.
More coming up here in moments. We've got plenty of time for you. You can just dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. And how did we get this way? Well, because, you know, at some point in my life, I came to the understanding that we're all just people. We're all human beings.
Because I took science class, and I know the thing that separates me from somebody darker than me is melanin, my skin. It's a, you know, I mean, big deal.
Yeah, we're all just human beings. We all want mostly the same things. We, you know, want to survive and be loved. And that's really, you know, there's no real differences between us. They're all superficial. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Even if you are a despicable racist, you are free to call in and talk about that. So you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on our website and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com.
I love the antiwar.com website. I feel like I can get news articles there and facts that I'm not getting in other news sources, even foreign news sources. I feel like antiwar.com puts a spin on it that I just can't get elsewhere, and I find them valuable for that reason. So if you have been to antiwar.com and use antiwar.com, so if you haven't, go check it out. But if you have, join me in sending them a little money. The fact is they're down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. There is no site like antiwar.com. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin for you Bitcoin millionaires out there. Antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. Antiwar.com.
All right, let's continue. Will's in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Hey, Will.
What's up, man?
Hey, where are you calling from in Mississippi, by the way?
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Excellent. You're listening to WKMQ then. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts is, what I don't understand is, I mean, we print our own money. So why, I mean, they help me understand when they say, like, America is in debt. Okay, like we, like you say, we owe China some money or whoever we in debt with. Why the hell we just don't do it? Just, I mean, damn, is it a trillion people in America?
No, there are not a trillion people in America.
300 million people, about okay. 300 million people in America. And by the way, just to correct, before you go on, Will, before you, just to correct you, we don't owe China anything because you and I didn't get into a contract with China. That's what the politicians say, and the politicians would love to point, to pass their debts off.
They believe they own us.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, you're really saying that we ain't.
Sorry, it's a talk radio program, and we're on talk radio stations. What do you think he was getting at there, Mark?
He is questioning the debt, and I question the debt all
I
the time.
I also question the debt. Isn't that a felony or something like that? What is that?
To question the debt?
Yeah, isn't there some sort of crime?
I don't know that there's a crime. There could quite possibly be a crime. Please come get me. I would love to be the first talk show host in America for repudiating the U.S. debt to get arrested. I'm begging you. I don't know if it's U.S. Marshals or Department of Homeland Security or the FBI. Please come get me because I don't believe I owe your stinking debt. You and your masters in Washington, D.C., those people that steal my money in order to pay your paychecks, those people, they owe money. Not me. Not my six-year-old son. I look at my six-year-old son playing with his blocks, having a good old time down there, and every once in a while I think, you know, there's some stinking jobless politician in Washington, D.C. When I say job, I mean they don't actually produce anything of value. There's some stinking parasite in Washington, D.C. that believes that my son, who's 6 years old, owes a portion of his debt. He's willing to kick the can down the road so the future generations are going to have to pay debts. Consider for a second the U.S. has never not had a debt. The lowest the debt has been is under Andrew Jackson, and that was the early 1800s. You're still paying interest on debts from wars you don't know anything about. The War of 1812. You're still paying interest on that debt. Because those people in Washington, D.C. have never been responsible with their money.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Still to come. We've got more. We're only 2 minutes into this John Cantley video. For those of you just tuning in, we have John Cantley, what may be his final video. I certainly hope it's not, but he apparently predicts his own demise in this video. We haven't gotten to that part of it yet. He's the guy who the alleged ISIS group has been using to represent them in a series of propaganda videos. We're going to continue that. But first, Dana in Keene, New Hampshire. That's where we're broadcasting from. Tuned to WKBK. Hello, Dana.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Of course, you guys are here too, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
That caller there from the racist guy there, I think he had a few too many to drink there.
He was just being honest. I mean, that's who he really is.
You got to give him credit for that, I guess, right?
If he deserves credit, I guess it's for anything. Like I said, he's not couching his racism in any other terms. He's just coming right out with it.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, the debt here, like you said previously here, that the only president ever to totally eradicate the debt, or almost eradicate it, was Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, it was $40,000.
Really?
As I recall.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Just about, he gets a lot of bad press, but in a way, he was fiscally the Ron Paul of his day.
He certainly was. The only good Indian is a dead Indian thing, it really bothers me, though.
No, I know that. He, exactly. He wasn't a perfect guy. He had some problems.
By no means. But he was tough as nails.
He was tough as nails, and believe it or not, he survived over 100 duels, 104 duels.
Really? Was it over 100? I knew that he was quite a duelsman.
He was. He's an amazing shot, and I mean, think about that 100 times, and he came out on top every single time.
There's a reason that his men would follow him into battle.
Was that prior to becoming a president, the 104?
Yes,
did he fight any duels during his presidency?
I know that he smacked a guy around who tried to shoot him during his presidency. He took his cane and, smacked him around the head a few times and took the gun away from the guy.
Yes, he did do that. He was a tough guy. And he also, when Britain invaded there, tried to in New Orleans, he went down there with his soldiers and the pirate there, Lafitte, helped him, and they killed over 2,000 British soldiers, and he didn't lose one of his troops.
They were dug in real well.
They were dug in, no, exactly, but still, it's an amazing feat. He was actually an amazing guy. He had his faults like that. The whole Indian thing was a terrible thing to say about Indians, but
what
anyways,
else did you want to share tonight, Dana? Go ahead.
The debt thing there, you know, when people talk about the debt in this country, they're missing one even more important. They talk about $18 trillion in debt. And really, the amount of debt in this country is encroaching on $200 trillion.
You're calculating in like unfunded liabilities, things like future Social Security payments and stuff like that, right? Yeah,
exactly, future Social Security payments. And one thing that they don't tell you that federal workers, state workers, all these people, unions, the federal government has tons of unions.
Pensions.
They're all getting huge pensions.
Mm-hmm.
Look for an example in our town here. I mean, I've never heard of a situation where taxpayer money for property taxes are paid and they go to fund somebody else's pension. I mean, that is absolutely, it's insane. Think about
that.
At the federal level, the money you pay for a house in Keene here or anywhere, I mean, a certain percentage of that is going to fund the pension of a policeman or a fireman or any city worker.
How long do you think they got left? I mean, you're right. There's a lot of unfunded monies out there that needs, you know, that should count towards debt, and at some point will. I mean, how long do you think the U.S. government has left? How long can they keep the dishes spinning in the air?
I think in reality, I think within 3 to 4 years it'll collapse.
Really?
I do, because here's what I think is going to happen. Right now you have 0 or 1% interest rates. If interest rates double, which it's very easy to do, if you go to 1, 1.5 to 3%, it is still extremely low. But right now they're paying 37 or 38% of the money they take in to pay interest on the federal debt. The minute that it goes up, they can't allow it to go up, but at some point the bond market decides on long-term interest rates what happens. The minute it starts creeping up, it wipes the whole government out. There's no more welfare. There's no more entitlements. There's nothing. You're down to living on just the money that you take in, and which it should be anyways. I mean, they overspend.
At this point, income tax, almost 100% of income tax goes towards interest on the debt.
Well, Dana, I hope you're right. Exactly. I hope your prediction comes true. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate
it. It won't be anarchy. There's still state, county, municipal governments that are in charge. I mean, it's not going to, you know, everything's not collapsing just because the federal government has spent itself into insolvency.
We'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is the Live Saturday Free Talk Live.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard of 40% off, and all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices, and get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to join us here on the air. We've also got Skype, by the way. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can visit us at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you will find there, and Free Talk Live, when you buy something, will get a cut of the sale. I just bought some peace flags, actually, over at Amazon. They've got a great price on peace flags at Amazon, the best price on the entire internet, so I buy a bunch of them.
Did you get some new colors so the people that steal them all the time can get new colors?
I wish that I could get different colors, but they don't have
that. No, you got to keep the same color. That way that they don't feel like they have to steal more than one.
That's a good point, Mark. And now here on the Free Streets Project, we have the house across the street that has donned the peace flag, which is an excellent, I guess, step forward, I think, for the neighborhood. So if you want to check out the Free Streets Project, you can go to Facebook. There's a page there. But, of course, we're also fans of the Free State Project, and they came out recently. I don't think we mentioned this on our Saturday show. No, I don't think we did because the movie came out Monday. There's a brand new movie that has come out. And it was created by Free State Project participants. Longtime listeners of the show know
that the Free State Project.
We are Free State Project participants. We've moved our lives to New Hampshire in order to be active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The idea of the Free State Project is to have 20,000 such movers. Now, Mark, you and I were early movers. We came back in 2006. If you were to move tomorrow to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, you would
still
also
be
an early mover because the Free State Project wants to reach 20,000 people who pledge to make that move. And then the 20,000 will have a 5-year window in which to move. We have over 16,000 people who have pledged as of today. So we're still working to get to that 20,000 goal. And I think this new movie that came out, The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, it's available free online in HD at 101reasonsfilm.com. Please check it out. If you've heard us talking about the Free State Project, this movie does such an amazing job, I think, in 1 hour, just chock full of information, presenting all kinds of information about why New Hampshire really is the best place for freedom in the future, today and in the future. Like, it's arguable the best, most free place right now in the United States. And then in the future, it's got a bright future because we're going to have more libertarians living here, you know, and voluntarists and anarchists, you know, than you could possibly even keep track of. There's so much happening here. And this movie gives you a good slice of that community and some of the stuff that's going on. And it's free. You can watch it over at 101reasonsfilm.com. Now, it's not available to purchase on DVD yet, but I did put a DVD ISO, an image, DVD image together. You can download that, and I think they're going to put that up on the 101reasonsfilm.com website pretty soon. At the very least, you can
go... But you can get it on HD on YouTube.
Yes. Yes, you can. But, you know, it's kind of cool to have a shiny platter that you can take to people's houses and, yeah, you know, plug into a DVD player and play for somebody. So that's available. You can actually go to victimlesscrimespree.com and look on the right-hand side in the ads area, and you'll see an ad for that DVD ISO there. So anyway, go check that out, 101reasonsfilm.com. We'll continue here, and your calls are welcome. Let's go to, we've got Jason in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason.
Hey.
Hi, Jason.
I want to know this right here. Like, is we okay in America? I mean, I understand what the government is trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
What are they trying to do?
But if he bringing, immigrants over here, it's still hurting us because it's hurting the average guy that you know, you just can go, I'm an average guy. I'm going to say that, yep, I'm an average guy. Let's say I got a job. I'm working 40 hours a week. The job, yep, probably paying me $13 an hour. Okay, if I'm bringing home my check probably be $600. By the time they take out child support, 401k, my little benefits, insurance.
You're scraping by.
I probably bring home about $400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in some states, the communities I live in, be honest with you, that's not a lot of money, but...
No.
That's not a lot of money, but just say, I'm going to play this. I bring $600 home a week. Okay. And then I got a spouse. She's bringing about $600 home a week, too. So you really can live off of that. You know what I'm saying? You really can. But that's the point, that what I don't understand, they taking that little bit of money from us, too.
How are they taking that money from you? How's that rate related to immigrants?
Like, because jobs don't pay us, pay you nothing anymore.
That's not the immigrants' fault. That's not the fault of immigrants.
Right, but what I'm saying is, what I'm basically just saying is, on that, it just, do you remember how it used to be? Now it's about prejudice and
jobs have always sucked. I mean, jobs have always been.
It's like they ain't focusing on America. They focusing more on proceeds and all that, which you ain't.
Well, it's certainly true that the U.S. federal government is spending, you know, trillions of dollars blowing things up overseas for no real apparent reason. I mean, that much is true. They're not focusing the resources here that they are stealing from people. Of course, you know, if you could actually take home all $600, that would help. Hang on, Jason. I'd like to, you know, kind of answer your question here. But to blame the immigrants is just scapegoating. I mean, if there's a difficulty in this country, it's because the government has restricted the marketplace to make it so that, you know, you can't start your own business. Look, jobs have always, at least in my lifetime, jobs have always sucked. I mean, they've been things that people do because they need to get by, and they, you know, that they just have to have some sort of money coming in, and it's something that people do for that reason. But a lot of people take jobs because they can't start their own business, and that might be their dream. They may have something they want to do. Maybe it's making ice cream, or, you know, making dinners, or cutting lawns, or whatever it might be. I'm sorry?
Now stuff's so high. But like you say, now stuff's so high, it's so ridiculous. So
well, right. Again, you need to blame the government for that one, too, Jason. And the reason why is because they're printing money, and that tends to raise the price of everything. We can explain further. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So there's a lot of factors as to why a job, you can barely make it. Mark, you know, inflation, I think, is a big one here, because you've got the central bank tied in with the federal government. They can print as much money as they want, and when they do that, it increases the supply of money in the economy, and that tends to make it so that prices will rise in response to that increased money out there.
Well, it also,
and the prices are rising at the same, and at the same time, the amount of money that the paychecks that you're getting paid doesn't go up to match the rises in prices.
In fact, contracts at this point. There's been because
what contracts?
Of well, the, essentially the economy contracted, and it, what it wants to do is it wants to pay people less money. The economy wants to pay less money because of the overprinting of currency back before the housing bubble. And because of that, what you have are people out of work, specifically males, non-whites,
mm-hmm.
and young people.
Young people.
So if you are a young black male, you're screwed as far as the economy goes, because there's somebody out there who's demanding a higher pay wage through a higher minimum wage. They're demanding more money, but the economy wants to pay people less. And so what happens is it takes somebody who's, you know, a middle-aged person and pays the minimum wage, and the younger people can't get jobs.
Well, and at the same time, the Federal Reserve hasn't stopped printing out money, so they keep inflating.
It's not going to.
Right. They keep inflating the money supply, making the prices of things tend to go up. It's just it's a general statement that they tend to go up. There certainly are advances in manufacturing technology and, you know, the marketplace delivery systems and things like that that can bring prices down over time to fight with the ravages of inflation. But ultimately, inflation over time is, you know, the reason why bread costs $4 a loaf instead of 25 cents a loaf, or, you know, whatever bread could cost.
Indeed.
Without that process. So the more prices go up without paychecks going up, and if you're saying the pressure is to take paychecks down in amount, then that will make it even harder and harder and harder for people on sort of the bottom end of the pay scale to make things work. If you're a rich person, it doesn't really matter too much to you if bread costs $4 or $2. But if you are very, you know, if you're poor or lower middle class, that can hurt a lot.
But what immigrants do is immigration tends to drive pricing down, because immigrants tend to work for less,
mm-hmm.
at the lower skilled jobs.
That may have been what he was upset about.
It may very well be. But it's kind of hard to bemoan. Think about from the past. Do you feel bad for the candlestick makers because we have electric light? No. The fact is that things have to change. They're constantly changing. And we, the individuals who work, and I'm not speaking as somebody, high and mighty in some giant office building talking into a microphone. We bootstrapped this show.
You're in my living room right now.
Yeah, and I've washed dishes for a living. I've been a roofer for a living. Mm-hmm. I have run a convenience store. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know what it's like out there, but that's just the reality of the marketplace. If you want the innovation, you have to allow goods and services and labor's a service. You have to allow it to be free.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that means you should be free to start your own business. And right now, in most places, you've got to beg the government's permission. You've got to grease palms. You've got to have hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that keeps people out of the market to compete. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.